You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome back to the fourth and final episode of this special four-part series that was recorded live at the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction, the biggest day for Broadway fans that took place back on October 3rd, 2021. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS continues to be the philanthropic heart of Broadway, with every dollar donated at the Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction helping to provide life-saving medication, healthcare, nutritious meals, and emergency support for those living with HIV and AIDS, struggling with COVID-19, or facing other life-threatening illnesses in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C. This episode brings you a special inside look at what it's like to be a kid on Broadway. Kicking off the series of conversation, here is Jake Ryan Flynn alongside Brad Oscar from Mrs. Doubtfire chatting with Ayanna Prescott.
Hi, this is Ayanna with What's Up Broadway. I'm here with some of our beautiful cast members from the Mrs. Doubtfire musical that is coming to Broadway. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, hi, I'm Brad Oscar.
Hi, I'm Jake Ryan Flynn.
And we are Mrs. Doubtfire.
And who do you each play?
I play Christopher Hillard,
the son, and I play Frank Hillard, who is Daniel's brother, Daniel, a.k.a. Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's awesome. Jake, I saw you perform at Curtain Up. You were phenomenal.
Thank you.
Are you so ready to be back?
Yes, I'm very excited to be back. It's been a long 18 months. I didn't think I'd be returning just because I've grown and my voice has changed, but I am back, and now I have to carry this.
Exactly. I'd be lost without Jake.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what brings you to Broadway Flea besides, you know, promoting Doubtfire? What brings you to Broadway?
Because I love Broadway Flea. I love the Lights of Broadway show cards.
Oh, yeah.
I already bought some.
Oh, my God. It's just, well, today especially, because Broadway is finally returning and our city is coming back to life. And the flea market is just such an outpouring of love, people who love the theater and want this stuff. And, you know, growing up a kid who was so into theater, and of course now working with Jake, that excitement to be able to get memorabilia and stuff and just look through piles and piles of all this and see people and friends and celebrities, it's just, it's a special day. It's a gorgeous day today. And yeah, right now everything takes on so much more added significance because we are back.
We are back, for real. What is the thing that you are looking for to get today?
I'm looking forward to, well, I jokingly say the fourth preview because we closed on our third preview. That was our last show. So I jokingly say once we get to the fourth preview, I'll know it's real. But I am very excited for opening night, finally to open our show, because this is like our third iteration of the show, if you include
yes,
Seattle.
Yes, right, between our tryout, exactly. Yes, yes. But as far as today and stuff, oh, no, if I bring anything home, my husband will not be very happy. No, no, we have. I went through my phase. Believe me, I have boxes and boxes and a storage space full of theater memorabilia. I would love to, believe me. But no, I'll leave it to all the other collectors.
Yeah.
That problem. So.
Yeah. And Jake, you bought a few things, right?
Yeah, I did buy a few Lights of Broadway cards. Exactly.
Just a few.
Jake still has room in his closet.
Yeah, for years I was looking for a Titanic playbill from the original cast on Broadway, and I found it last year, so I think I'm good. What does Broadway giving back mean to you specifically?
Our community, for as long as I've been blessed to be a part of it, is such a generous, forward-thinking community, I believe. We certainly came together during the AIDS epidemic in the mid-80s, which is when Broadway Cares and Equity Fights AIDS were created, and certainly they are the linchpin, and the Actors Fund, of course, my God. But we have organizations, not, you know, we take care of our own as much as we can in a profession that can be so random. And so, yeah, Broadway is just a lot more than, you know, all the lights and all the performances and stuff. There are lives, and there are people who are taking care of each other.
And it just shows. Look at this event. Look at all the people here. I mean, this wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the love of Broadway. So
yeah, this is phenomenal to be back with all of these theater lovers. Let's get back to your show. What's a moment in your show that you are ready to perform? The one single moment that you cannot wait to get back to?
I mean, we know what, you know, that first night when the curtain goes up, we know what an emotional night that will be for all of us, that moment specifically. And then I guess, you know, the first moment you take the stage is going to be a very special moment for each of us because we'll be up there. Jake and I actually saw our first Broadway show back in a theater last week. And the minute that curtain went up and those lights came on, and I just there was a groundswell of emotion. I was crying already. Just the idea of being, you know, and sharing that experience with the actors. And so this time we'll be on the other side. But I know when that moment occurs and you're up there and the lights are hitting your face and you hear their lovely, slightly muffled sound with their masks. It's just going to be extraordinary.
I'm excited for the laughs again because our show, I mean, it was filled with laughs, especially because we knew that from Seattle. So I'm really excited just to hear people's reactions to our show again.
But also the music. I was incredibly surprised. The music for Doubtfire is incredible. What's your favorite song from the show?
I mean, I could say the one that I star in, but my favorite song is probably Make Me a Woman, which is...
Oh, no, you're just saying that.
No.
Oh, well, then my favorite song is What the Hell.
That. Should we do that?
We are very lucky. We have a terrific score written by Carrie Kirkpatrick and Wayne Kirkpatrick, who did Something Rotten as well, which I was lucky enough to be a part of. And, you know, it's an art to write a contemporary Broadway score, a score that is rooted in the storytelling of musical theater and it's what that means to tell a story that way. And then to also write a score that is contemporary enough, that's not, old-fashioned or whatever that might be. And I think that because the show takes place right now, the score is happening right now, but it's doing exactly what it needs to do to turn this fabulous classic into a musical.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Next up, we will partly be continuing the Mrs. Doubtfire theme as we are joined by Avery Sell alongside her brother, Ryan Sell, who you may have seen as Charlie in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory on Broadway. Here they are in conversation with me, Eli Tokash. Hello, everyone. This is Eli Tokash from Take a Bow on the Broadway Podcast Network, and I'm here with Broadway siblings Avery Sell and Ryan Sell, and we are here live at the Broadway Flea Market on the deck of Juniors. Oh, my goodness. We are live. We are surrounded by Broadway love, and I'm here with Doubtfire stars, and I'm here with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory stars, so I can't wait to talk about all this stuff with you. What is it like to be out here surrounded by Broadway again?
It's amazing. I mean, Schubert Alley is magical. I love Schubert Alley.
It's so cool to see all these Broadway lovers, and I'm so glad everyone's back.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing. Broadway's back.
That is, definitely. So, I mean, Ryan's an old pro at Broadway. Has he given Avery any advice for, like, what to expect for your Broadway debut?
She's grown up in theater. She's watched me and my sister, so...
I watch him and my sister, so I feel like I've grown up watching them.
Yeah.
She's probably more of a pro than I am at this point.
Yeah.
You do get to learn a lot by, like, just growing up around it and just being able to watch. So that's very exciting. Okay, talk to me. So Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you were the star of the show. You were Charlie. Talk to me about that experience. What was that like for you?
That was one of the most magical experiences ever. That was my first Broadway show. So, I mean, it was amazing. And to work with Christian Borle and John Rubenstein and all those people like that, I mean, it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And if I could rewind time and go back, I'd do it all over again.
Totally. Yeah. I love that. And now, I mean, you guys both have been really lucky to work with some incredible people. I mean, with your Doubtfire cast, it's star-studded with Rob McClure and Jen Gambetese, Brad Oscar. Very exciting stuff. But now, so your brother in Mrs. Doubtfire is Jake Ryan Flynn, who was Charlie in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Ryan. So it's very cool to see how, like, a full circle moment and how small of a community that this Broadway community really is. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Yeah, small world.
But yeah, so what are you most excited to see for opening for Mrs. Doubtfire?
It's going to be so magical, and I'll try to never forget that moment. I'll try to always remember it. It's going to be amazing, and I'm so grateful that I get to come back and get to be a part of this whole reopening. I'm so excited.
Now, I know that you're still in rehearsal, but do you have a favorite, like, number that you do?
I would have to say the opening number. Yeah. It's super fun, and it's moving a lot and such there's so many things happening. It's just so fun to watch, and I think it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I know that you guys are both Broadway stars, but I also know that you guys are big Broadway fans, and I know I saw you guys at the Lights of Broadway show cards booth.
I maybe have went through every bin, every divider,
every divider.
And every person.
Yeah, yeah, you went through everyone. So did you buy anything? Did you get all of the cards?
I did. I have them in my pocket right here.
Amazing. Good stuff.
I got some of the people in our cast of Mrs. Doubtfire. Got Brad Oscar and Cameron Adams.
Nice.
So
I may have bought 4 Charlie cards.
Oh my God, that's amazing. As you should.
I got to have extra in case I don't want to run out.
You can't have enough. Well, that's awesome. Do you guys have like a favorite like card or like a favorite Broadway celebrity that you just want to work with?
I really want to work with Ben Platt. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think I'm going to say I want to work with Carrie Butler. I just got her card, and I really want to meet her.
Yeah, we got to get those cards signed. We got to work with them.
You know?
It's good stuff to look forward to. What else are you most excited about seeing in this Broadway flea market?
Obviously, seeing all the people who love Broadway is fun, all the Broadway lovers, and to see all the merchandise. I think there was a Beetlejuice booth back there, which was really cool.
Lion King booth. There's lots of playbills,
Frozen
different
stuff.
Playbills.
Okay, what show are you guys most excited to see?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, that's right.
I gotta see Mrs. Doubtfire.
Have you guys seen any shows yet?
There's lots of good shows. Maybe Tina. That's fun. Ooh, Six. I want to go see Six again.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
You already
good.
Saw it again?
Yes, I saw it once. But I definitely want to go see it again. I love their music and the songs.
It's
amazing.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's actually their opening tomorrow.
Tonight.
Happy opening to Six.
Yeah.
Come on, way to celebrate it at the day of the Broadway flea market. Good stuff.
Yeah.
What kind of got you guys? Like, what was that first moment that kind of got you into theater and Broadway?
Like I said, I kind of just watched my brother and sister. I've kind of grown up in the theater watching them. I think I just got kind of pushed in a weird way, just got into it.
Our parents were in Cats on Broadway, and like
acting.
we were raised in a studio because they own a dance studio, so it's kind of all we know.
Oh, nice.
I mean, yeah.
And so. You've grown up here, basically?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
so you've been
we're from Florida.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But we moved here when I got Charlie, and then came back from Mrs.
Amazing. And I love that you guys are both supporting or sporting both of your show's merch.
Yeah, we have to rep the show.
Yeah, I love it. It's perfect. And you got the matching bows and everything.
Yes.
It's a great fit.
That's my kind of signature look.
It's a patent on ponytails.
I love it. It's perfect. It works. Well, thank you guys for doing this. It was a pleasure
totally.
Talking
thank
to both
you.
Of you. Yeah, I can't wait. Go see Mrs. Doubtfire when it opens.
Yes, go see Mrs. Doubtfire.
Good stuff. And yeah, thanks for joining us. Enjoy all of the booths and all the fun Broadway stuff that's going on today.
Yes, totally.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Peace. Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Surprising us with a lovely visit, here is Sky Alyssa Friedman, the Annie from the last Broadway revival, and you may be able to see her this season in Kimberly Akimbo on Broadway. We are here with Sky Alyssa Friedman, who starred in Annie on Broadway, and she's now at Pace University in the BFA of Acting program. Welcome, Sky.
Thanks.
How is it at the Broadway flea market? What is it like to finally be back with the Broadway community and supporting a wonderful cause?
it's amazing. It's amazing to see the community come back together and be supporting this cause. It's amazing energy here. Just having theater and our people back together after such a long intermission, it's bringing me a lot of joy to see everyone here and doing wonderful work.
Absolutely. So like I said, you were in Annie on Broadway.
I was a swing.
Talk to me about that. What was it like to be in Annie on Broadway, and what was it like to be a swing and cover multiple tracks?
Yeah, so I was in Annie when I was 11 and 12, and I covered five roles. I covered Annie, Duffy, July, Pepper, and Tessie.
Amazing.
So lots
of... Do you
have
a favorite?
I would. I'm a little partial to Duffy because okay. I went on for her a lot, and she had a fun green hat, and that was wonderful. It was incredible. You know, I mean, I look back on that experience now. I was so young. It feels like surreal almost. It was a dream. The cast was incredible. Faith Prince was our Hannigan. I became really close to her. She's a wonderful human being. And I think being a swing taught me so much. I had a wonderful dance captain, David Rossetti, and he taught me how to like color code. So each character that I did had a different color. So like Annie was red and Duffy was green, had all these different notebooks. And I think being a swing is a really interesting opportunity because you have to be able to step into any role at any time. And they each have to be distinct characters still. So knowing each role in and out and still making them their own people was a really interesting challenge.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you were in Annie, like you said, at 12. Yeah. So that's pretty young to be making your Broadway debut and starring on a Broadway stage and learning five tracks and moving from Florida to New York. So like, what was all of this transitioning like, and how did you kind of like, what was like the best way that you found to kind of navigate all of it?
Yeah, it was a really quick transition. I think I had only a few weeks before we had to move up to New York. So I remember my mom was like furiously trying to find an apartment. Like she didn't leave her computer, wouldn't even eat. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's stressful. It's a very exciting time, but it's also stressful.
Right.
My dad stayed home in Florida, which is where I'm originally from. And we drove up to New York, the 22-hour drive. I ended up living above the Glass House Tavern, which is right in Midtown and in the heart of everything Broadway.
Right next to the Broadway flea market.
Yeah, exactly. So I was immersed in Times Square all the time, which was amazing. You know, it's overwhelming in a way, but in the best way possible. And I think that the transition was made easier by the cast. And I had a wonderful cast of girls with me, too. So we became close friends. So it felt like I had a support system there. And I was so busy that the transition felt pretty simple. Yeah.
Well, we're show buddies, right? So we go see a bunch of shows together. And we just recently saw Is This a Room? Produced by Dori Berenstein. First of all, that show was just amazing, and we were talking about how excited we are to go see other shows. What show are you most excited to see?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, I've been dying to see To Kill a Mockingbird, and now that Jeff Daniels is back.
And you haven't seen it yet?
I have not seen
it.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
So that is definitely one I'm waiting for. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like the top on your list.
Definitely one of them.
Okay.
And what your top is Waitress, right?
Waitress with Sarah Bareilles.
Right.
So we have to see that within like week or two.
Yeah, we'll make that happen.
Yeah, yeah. And then, but like, I want to see everything.
Me
I want to see Mrs. Doubtfire.
Me too. Dying to see that one.
We were here with the kids earlier.
Oh, yeah. And Annalise. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what does Broadway Cares mean to you?
I think it means community. It means coming together to help those who are part of us, support. I have such wonderful memories of supporting Broadway Cares Equity Fights Aid with my cast. We would do speeches after the shows and come out with our red buckets. And to see after a show like Annie, where everybody in the audience has just watched a show about like generosity and new lives and happiness, it's so wonderful because everybody's in such a great, generous, giving mood that everybody in the audience would fill up these red buckets and I would stand there with my red bucket. And it's so heartwarming to see everybody come together and support Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS.
You're absolutely right. And especially like being a kid in the industry, like Broadway Cares was so open to us as
it
well.
Was.
Like,
it was.
And they were willing for us to like help out with Broadway Cares and holding those buckets to really make us feel like we were part
it
of the community.
It felt like I was such a,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
huge
it totally
part of it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so. it was so amazing that they did include us so much. Like, I have such great memories of like holding those red buckets and like doing our speeches on stage.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
It really is about community.
Yeah.
And helping
Broadway Cares is like the rock of the Broadway community.
Agreed.
In
Agreed.
A lot of ways. Broadway Cares and the Actors Fund. So, but yeah. So we can like see you soon. There's something in the works going on with you.
Something in the works.
Top of all of this college stuff. Like, it's like you're busy once again. It's like you're in your Annie moment. So congratulations on all
you.
Of that. Very exciting.
Thank
and how
you.
Can we follow you to keep up on all this?
I'm on Instagram. My Instagram is at Skylissa Friedman. It's just my name. Super easy. Yeah. I also have a Twitter. It's Skylissa F. But yeah, something's in the works. I'm really excited to be back in a room again soon and working and have a cast.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks
it's
so
good
much,
to see
Eli.
You. Enjoy the flea market. Go support Broadway Cares Equity Fight Days.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eli.
Rounding out this episode with the final interview, here is Carly Gendel from School of Rock.
Hello, everyone. We are live at the Broadway Flea Market with... Hello. Yes, hello. We are at Juniors right now, and
yeah.
We are with the School of Rock star, Carly Gendel.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going pretty well.
This obviously isn't your first flea market, is it?
No. I think the first time I was at Flea was when I was 9, and I had no clue what it was, but I was in the city for, I think, some kind of Matilda audition.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like just randomly walking, and right by the Matilda Theater, I was walking and I saw like all of this stuff, and I bought so much Matilda merch.
Yes.
I don't
amazing.
Think I've ever seen more Matilda merch in my entire life. Carly was in heaven.
Carly was in heaven. So you've been to the flea market as both a fan and a worker with School of Rock. And
yeah.
helping support the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. So talk to me about Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. What does that mean to you? How like meaningful is it? Like, just tell me about it.
I feel like Broadway Cares just does so much work and helps so many people out. I've always loved Broadway Flea, but of course also, oh my gosh, the Easter Bonnet. Yes, I love seeing that every year. They just do so much great work, and it's so great to see what they do for this community, and I just love it.
Yeah, it helps out so many artists and so many people in our industry, and those struggling with HIV and AIDS and so many more things. Like, it's just incredible. They help so many people just be able to do what they love and be healthy and everything. So talk to me about School of Rock.
Oh my gosh.
You were a like singer on the stage, and you were like a star singer, and you had your like moments on the stage that they were giving you. You were just like rocking out. Talk to me about it. What was that like for you?
I don't even know how to like describe the entire experience in words, because it was just like a whirlwind. I totally did not understand. I was 10. I was not from New York City. I was from Massachusetts, and my dad drove me to the city in the middle of a snowstorm, and I had a cheeseburger outside of the Winter Garden Theater and auditioned in front of the entire creative team and booked it out of nowhere. And I was not a rocker chick at all. I was a musical theater chick 100% through and through. I thought Led Zeppelin was a person, not a band. So there was a lot to learn, but I definitely had a lot of fun. And I think it's something that I definitely took for granted a little bit at the time, but now that I'm older, almost 17, my birthday's in 2 days, now that I see like how much this community means to me and how much Broadway means to me, especially since after the lockdown, I really appreciate that experience a whole lot more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, good answer. I appreciate that. The rocker chick moment was just too good. Well, what are you most excited about the Broadway flea market this year?
Oh my gosh. There's a lot of oh my goshes here. I'm not great with this microphone. I'm excited to just see this community finally get back together. It's been a long 18 months, but we're here, we're ready to party, and it's nice to see that like this community is still alive and it's thriving even after all of this time. It's probably the most resilient art form out there. No hate to other art forms, but it's just like, look what we can do even after all this time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's so exciting. Enjoy the flea market. Enjoy supporting Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS.
You too, Eli.
Thank you. And
yes.
Thank you for stopping by the Broadway Podcast Network booth.
Thank you. Bye.
there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to our special four-part BPN Live mini-series recorded at the 2021 Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction. Remember to mark your calendars because the next one is coming up fast on September 25th, 2022. And for complete information and to find out more about the next Broadway Cares event, make sure to visit BroadwayCares.org. That's BroadwayCares.org. And for more great podcasts, radio plays, comedies, and behind-the-scenes action from your favorite industry, be sure to visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com and download our iOS app.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.